presentation of the following program from the Naval Air Station, Terminal Island, California, as for the entertainment of the personnel stationed here and does not constitute an endorsement of its products by the Navy Department or its personnel, as they do not endorse any product.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol Myers, the makers of iPana for the smile of beauty and Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, present It's Time to Smile with Eddie Cantor.
You better not roll those blue eyes at somebody else. You better not take that hey-hey ride with somebody else. If someone new should fall for you, I'll know you're not to blame. Your heart is true, you love me too, but darling, just the same. You better not share your front porch with somebody else. You better not watch that big moon with somebody else. Don't let me find I've slipped your mind before I count to three. You better not roll those blue eyes at anybody else but me. Oh, you better not use those hot gums on somebody else. You better not twine those arms round somebody else. If some young man pops up some night to pay a social call, make sure the lights are burning bright. Don't linger in the hall. Oh, you better not get that limp stink on somebody else. Let none of your kisses give that kick to somebody else. 'Cause you're my steady and I'm your Eddie, your one and only he. You better not roll those blue eyes at anybody else but me.
Thank you. You know, it's very appropriate singing that song to all you sailors and Coast Guardsmen here in the audience. To see you staring up at me with those beautiful blue eyes. A few black ones here and there, but all staring.
Well, Eddie, you've been looking forward to this visit to Terminal Island, haven't you?
Harry Von Zell, I simply couldn't wait to come here and enlist.
What?
Really? For 3 months, I've been exercising to build up my physique, learning to swim like a sailor, boxing, wrestling. I even acquired a sailor's lingo. Finally, this afternoon, I ran into the recruiting office, stuck out my chest, slapped the commander's desk, and said, "Blow me down."
What happened?
He did.
Well, look, did he give you a test?
Oh, and what a test. Harry, you don't know what I've been through this afternoon. He took me up in a plane, and we did left banks and right banks, rollovers, loopovers. Then we went straight down.
Tail spin?
No, but my hips wiggled a little.
Now, wait a minute. How about your test, Eddie? How did it turn out?
Wonderful. Simply wonderful,
really?
Harry. I am now stationed in the lower deck as the commander's lookout.
Well, what's that?
When the commander comes downstairs during a crap game, I holler, "Look out."
Now, wait just a minute, Eddie. Please, sailors don't care anything about crap games.
No. Harry, when they get home from a long cruise, that's the second thing they look for. Don't be silly.
Well, I don't quite understand. What is the first thing?
A big plate of home-cooked baked beans. Oh, how they love them, Harry.
You couldn't have passed your Navy test.
Yeah, but I did. They even gave me a sailor suit. Such a tight thing. Now I know why they always have 12 sailors bunking together. Each sailor needs 11 other guys to help him put his pants on.
I wonder, how do they make them so tight?
Oh, it's very simple. If a guy like Don Wilson wants a pair of sailor pants, they make his skinny ends. That's what they do.
Well, don't.
I felt this was a little weak this morning.
Can't the boys complain about these boys?
Not these boys. They never complain, Harry. They're so good-natured, so kind-hearted. You know, every time a girl walks down the street, you'll see 80 sailors following her just to protect her.
Oh.
Just to protect her. Really. to protect you from soldiers and Marines.
Well, Eddie, this town is certainly full of Marines, sailors, and Coast Guardsmen, and they all wear blue uniforms. How do you tell them apart?
Oh, that's easy. You see, a Marine always has a girl with him. Oh. See?
Well, I can understand that. How about the sailor?
A sailor always has two girls.
Oh, yeah, well, what about the Coast Guardsman?
He's always chasing those three girls with a sailor and the Marine.
Yes, this certainly is a Navy town.
Well, why not? Remember, this is a shipbuilding center, Harry.
Yes.
And what a system they have for christening warships. For a big battleship, they use a bottle of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
For a destroyer, they use a bottle of scotch.
Yeah. Well, how about one of those little mosquito boats?
They just hit the captain over the head with a short beer.
Well,
don't let that put ideas in your head, you guys.
Eddie, I really have a great respect for Navy men. As a matter of fact, I'd like to meet one of them.
Well, I have already arranged it. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, a great entertainer, one of the pioneers in radio, recently enlisted in the United States Coast Guard, Chief Petty Officer Rudy Valley. You know, Rudy, I didn't expect to see you in uniform so soon.
Eddie, our government works fast. 1 hour after I enlisted, I received a telegram from Washington signed Uncle Sam.
What did the telegram say?
Your time is my time.
Well, I must say, Rudy, you certainly look wonderful in uniform. Slim, broad shoulders. Gosh, you really look like a man.
Yes. Next week, Daddy says I can start going out with a girl.
No, I'm serious, Rudy. You really have a handsome head. Look at those gorgeous blonde locks. Such big waves. I understand that next week the Navy is going to launch a battleship in your hair, Rudy. Rudy, I heard that Victor Mature. I heard that Victor Mature is in the Coast Guard, too. Do you see much of him?
We're on sentry duty together, and it's very boring. We have to stand there all day just looking at each other.
Serves the both of you right. Tell me, Rudy, what was your first official act when you joined the Navy?
I had a picture tattooed in my chest.
Really? I'd love to see it.
I'd rather not.
Oh, Rudy, what? We're all friends. Let me see it, will you, Rudy? Let me see
it. All right, I'll unbutton my shirt. Here, it's a picture of the one I love most.
Very pretty. Very pretty, Rudy. But they left out your dimples. Tell me, why did you let them leave out your dimples?
The needle tickled.
Did it really tickle? Some sailor. We're such good friends, Rudy. I'd like to do something for you. I mean this as a friend. I was just thinking,
now strange that you bring that up.
Now that you're in the service, look, Rudy, you have no use for an automobile, and I'd like to do you the favor of buying your car.
I'm glad you brought that up, Eddie. I would like to sell a beautiful 1941 sedan. It's worth about $800.
How much do you want for it?
$1,000.
I'll give you $100.
I'll take it.
So fast? Are you sure there's nothing wrong with this car, Rudy?
Certainly not. It's perfect, except that there's a couple of holes in the spare tire. Nothing important.
Oh. Do I have to worry about the other tire?
Nope. All it has is a spare.
You mean I have to get tires for all four wheels?
Two wheels.
Two wheels? What are you selling me, a bike? What are you doing?
Now, don't get excited, Eddie. You can pick up two extra wheels at the junk shop.
I could pick up the whole car at the junk shop, couldn't I?
Well, everything else is perfect.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay, how is the motor?
What motor?
No motor?
What do you expect for $100? Eddie, you think I'm trying to cheat you?
Cheat me? Simply because you sell me a car with no motor, no tires, and only two wheels? Don't be ridiculous.
You act as though I should give you a Rolls Royce, a 16-cylinder limousine.
Not 16, Rudy. Just give me one cylinder, a carburetor. Give me a spark plug and let me build a motor around it. At least give me something that'll help use up my 4 gallons of gas.
You don't have to. You don't have to worry about that.
Why not?
No gas tank.
Japan! Well, with a car like that, no wonder you wanted to be on a boat. But tell me, Rudy, what was the reason for your joining the Coast Guard?
Well, in the last war, I tried the Navy. This time, I thought it should be the Coast Guard.
Mm-hmm. Come, Rudy, what was the real reason?
I wanted to meet a brunette at the Hollywood canteen.
A brunette, he says. Rudy, you'd go out with a girl if she had blue hair, green hair, or a plaid toupee. I know you. You know, I saw you there at the Hollywood canteen last night, serenading about 15 women.
That's right, Eddie. I made a big hit with them, and I sang, I left my heart at the stage door canteen.
Rudy, you'd have sung better if you left your nose at the stage door canteen. You know, you don't belong in the Coast Guard, Rudy. You belong at a naval base. Hey! Yeah, but it was awfully nice of you to help out at the canteen, Rudy.
Pardon me, Mr. Canteen.
Well, it's Dinah Shaw. Come in, Dinah. Oh, Dinah, honey, I want you to meet a great friend of mine, Rudy Valley.
Oh, Mr. Valley, you're so handsome, so attractive, and so romantic. Mr. Valley.
Yes?
Is it true that you're a wolf?
Well, oh.
Wait a minute. Don't believe that, Dinah. Rudy is a charming fellow. Why, this afternoon he was all alone with Ann Sheridan. He was a perfect gentleman. He sat at a distance, didn't move, and when she left,
yeah,
they untied him. Eddie,
I resent that. And Dinah, to prove to you that I am a gentleman, I'd like to take you to dinner tomorrow night.
Oh, Rudy, you've got to wait until Friday.
Why Friday?
Well, that's the day I get paid.
Sing, Dinah!
My God.
Dinah, that was grand. You really put your heart in that song as though you meant every word of it, didn't she, Eddie?
Yes. And that's what worries me. Dinah, honey, listen. You're not serious about that fella, are you? You're not going to get mixed up with a guy like that, are you?
Oh, Mr. Kent.
You're too nice a girl to throw yourself away on that good-for-nothing guy. I won't let you, Dinah.
Wait a minute, Eddie.
She couldn't be happy with him, Harry. Why, she said herself he's careless. He's probably mean and selfish, too.
Oh, but Mr. Kent, you don't understand.
I do understand. You're carrying the torch for a man who doesn't deserve you, who doesn't appreciate you. Oh. Don't do it, Dinah.
Only a song.
But, Harry, the guy's a cad. You heard Dinah sing once in a while. He'll hug me and smile. He'll smile yet. That proves how selfish he is. But, he won't let Dinah smile. Oh, no. If he'd only stop grinning, he might learn something. Does he know anything about Dinah's lovely smile? Does he know anything about any smile, Harry? If that lowlife is listening, tell him about a lovely smile. That's the least we can do for Dinah, will you?
Certainly, Eddie. After all, Eddie, it's the least we can do for ourselves. There are two very important facts about an attractive smile that everyone should remember. One,
for a smile of real beauty, gums need care as well as teeth.
And two,
a toothpaste recommended by so many dentists because when used with massage, it does help gums as well as teeth, is Ipana toothpaste.
A recent national survey among thousands of dentists revealed an overwhelming preference for Ipana. 2-1 over any other toothpaste for their own personal use. And it's easy to understand that preference because Ipana toothpaste not only cleans teeth thoroughly, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to help give gums the stimulation they need to help keep them from becoming susceptible to gum trouble. So why don't you adopt this easy, helpful way to a smile you can be proud of?
Regularly brush your teeth with Ipana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertips and massage it on your gums.
Stop in your drugstore tomorrow and get a tube of Ipana toothpaste. And since the government has ruled that we can't buy toothpaste of any kind unless we take an empty tube to the store in exchange, be sure to turn in an empty metal tube of some kind when you ask for your Ipana toothpaste.
Yes, Eddie?
I've been thinking you could save a little money if you took Dinah to dinner at my house. You see, my cook, Hattie McDaniel, serves a wonderful meal, sets a beautiful table.
Yes, and she never forgets to punch the meal ticket.
Yeah, shut up. Rudy, tonight I'll give you a rate. I've already made arrangements with Hattie, and I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Carter?
Well, Hattie McDaniel! Well, Hattie, what's cooking?
I am. I just backed into the stove.
Yeah. Stove?
Now I got nothing left to cook with.
Yeah, well, what do you mean? In that kitchen, you've got a mix master, a toast master, a coffee master, and a salad master. What else do you want?
I've been here 2 weeks. Where's the paymaster?
I don't know. It sounds awfully familiar here. Hattie, are you insinuating that I'm holding back your pay?
Shall we discuss it?
Never mind. Look, furthermore, you have an electric washer, an electric vacuum, an air conditioner.
What was that?
Air conditioner. Air conditioner. It's a kind of an electric fan, you know.
Fan? I thought that was an egg beater.
Egg beater. Good gracious, Hattie. What have you done?
Nothing, Mr. Tanner, but you know the color of your kitchen.
Yes, eggshell and white.
Quite a bit of yolk, too.
Hattie, look, Mr. Valley is coming to dinner. I hope that everything is going to be all right.
I hope so, too. Mr. Tanner,
yeah?
What is that big blue thing?
Oh, that's an electric ironer. That's a wonderful invention, Hattie. All you do is put the clothes in, press a button, and bingo. It presses things in a minute.
Did you say ironer?
I don't like the way you said that, Hattie. What happened?
Oh, nothing. Only tonight, you was having lamb chops with starch panties.
I guess the dinner's off tonight.
Well, not necessarily. We can always have dinner at the Hollywood Canteen.
You mean I can. But, Eddie, you can't get in without a uniform.
Oh, yes. I guess not. Wait a minute, Rudy, I've got an idea. Say, Rudy.
Yes?
Would you mind very much if I went as your girlfriend?
My girlfriend?
Yes.
Where'd you find a dress?
In my house, where'll I find a dress? I have trouble finding a pair of pants.
No, Eddie, I don't think it'll work out. During a dance, you're liable to forget yourself and start smoking a cigar.
Listen, I've seen some of the girls those sailors go out with, and they'd never know the difference.
No, well, no.
Believe me.
No, Eddie, you could never pose as a woman with your deep voice.
Who's got a deep voice? Me? My voice shakes. I don't know about you. I'm kidding. Look, Rudy. 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 Rudy, we'll be like all the other couples at the Hollywood Canteen. Exactly. Can't you just picture us sitting in the garden under the moonlight? Oh, Rudy. Rudy, listen to me. You mustn't, Rudy.
I mustn't what?
It's all right to smoke, but don't stop scratching those matches on my beard. Would have been good if I read it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Hetty. I'm so upset. Would you mind if I ran my fingers through your hair?
No, but why?
The waiter forgot to give me a napkin.
Oh, Rudy. Rudy, you act like you don't love me anymore. Tell me, Rudy, is there someone else?
Yes. Yes, I should have told you long ago. I don't know how to say it, but...
But what?
I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
No, Rudy, you can't do this to me. No, Rudy,
oh.
No!
Don't start crying again. That's what made me decide to leave you in the first place. When you cry, that mascara runs all over your face.
My mascara? What's that got to do with it?
Twice during the dance tonight, Rochester tried to cut in on me.
Say, Rudy.
Yes, Harry?
Ask him if she's got a girlfriend for me.
You see, Eddie, you won't be able to get into the Hollywood Canteen.
Well, maybe not tonight, but I will next Wednesday when we actually broadcast from there. By the way, Rudy, why don't you bring the Coast Guard band along?
I'd like to, Eddie, but I understand the canteen has hired another bandmaster.
Another bandmaster?
Yes, I don't know who he is, but he must be a great conductor. I'm told he studied under the music masters of Europe. He's given concerts before royalty.
Who can it be? Who? Who?
How do you do?
Bert Gordon, the mad Russian. Russian?
Yes.
Russian, we have a great entertainer with us. Surely you've heard of our guest. I'll give you a hint. The name begins with a V.
A V?
Yes.
My. I should have recognized the hair. Veronica, darling.
No! Russian, will you stop hugging him?
Yes.
He is not Veronica Lake.
What difference as long as he's beautiful?
So, will you? Will you stop it? This Russian is Rudy Valley. And he's not going to let you have anything to do with the Coast Guard band.
That's right, Russian. You're no musician.
How you talk. I got more music in my little finger than you got in your whole nose.
That Russian is ridiculous. Mr. Valley studied music all through college. You know, he's a Yale grad.
A Yale grad?
Of course.
Shake hands with a Stalingrad.
Russian, tell me something. Did you ever study music?
Why, from infancy. I studied in the kindergarten. Then I went to grammar school. And from there...
Yes?
Back to the kindergarten.
Say, Russian, tell me. Did you really study music in kindergarten?
Why, of course. I, sir, was a child prodigy. At the age of 9...
Yes?
Papa bought me a violin.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I'm practicing on the violin. And you may not believe this... But at the age of 3,
yes,
I hocked it.
Hocked it? When you were 3 years old, why did you need the money?
Alimony.
What are you talking about? Did you... Alimony?
Russian. When you were 3 years of age, you married a woman.
A woman? A woman? How do you like this guy? Mention a woman, he goes crazy.
Oh, stop this nonsense, Russian, and forget about leading the Coast Guard band. Rudy Valley knows you've had no experience as a musical conductor.
But mine, dear Mr. Valley, I'll have you know I am the leader of the greatest all-girl orchestra in the world. 300 girls.
Really? What instruments do they play?
They gotta have instruments.
Will you stop that? Will you stop that? Stop fooling. If your girls are really good musicians,
yes,
why don't you bring them here to entertain these boys?
I accept the challenge. Tonight, I will have my 300 girls play on this stage, and I will lead them with a machine gun.
You mean a baton. Why do you want a machine gun?
How else can I keep these guys from climbing on the stage? That's very for you, very for you.
Look, if you need a good soloist for your band, Russian, maybe Mr. Valley will consent to play the clarinet.
The what?
The clarinet. Look, Russian, what is it that's full of holes?
A Nazi that tried to get into Stalingrad.
No, no, no. Oh, quit stalling, Russian. You know that you're no orchestra leader, and you know absolutely nothing about music.
That is very true. I am an imposter. Ever since I was a little kiddie. An itty bitty kiddie. I have been selling lies. Nothing but lies. I can't break the habit of lying.
Oh, but you can, Russian. You can if you only try.
Thank you. As a camera,
yes.
You're the best boss the man ever had.
Yes.
You're big hearted. You pay me a wonderful salary. A raise every week.
Go on, Russian.
It's no use. I'm still a liar.
Oh, get out. Oh, Rudy and Harry, come here. I want to tell you about something.
Yes, Eddie?
I want to tell you about the time... What are you doing over there with that pencil and paper, Harry? Come here, will you?
Eddie, just a minute. And please don't call me Harry. Call me Fred, will you?
Wait a minute. Call you what?
Fred. Call me Fred.
Why? Bill collector?
No. Numerology. You see, there are 11 letters in Fred Von Zell, and names with 11 letters do good on this show.
Oh, hooey.
No, look, Eddie. Eddie Cantor has 11 letters, and you're doing good.
Oh, I see what you mean.
The name of the program, Time to Smile, has 11 letters, and the program's doing good.
Say, you're right, Harry. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you betcha. And what's more, there's another 11-letter word on this program that's doing good. Doing a lot of good for thousands and thousands of people. And that's Sal Hepatica. Because, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and out of sorts due to the need of a laxative, Sal Hepatica helps you feel better faster. Because then Sal Hepatica brings speedy, gentle relief, usually within an hour. So when you know about Sal Hepatica, you don't have to put off till night taking the laxative you need in the morning. You don't have to risk feeling miserable all day. And here's another thing to remember about Sal Hepatica.
Sparkling Sal Hepatica also helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist tonight or first thing in the morning. And any time you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Rudy.
Yes, Eddie?
Now that you're with the Coast Guard, you may be seeing many strange lands, strange people, and there's one race I want to tell you about.
Which one?
Across the sea in Germany, I am sure that there must be little folk like you and me fed up with the Nazi wave.
So please stand by while we begin to tune our short waves to Berlin. Listen now.
What women have always wanted in hand lotion is here at last.
How many times have you wished you could protect your skin before plunging your hands into hot, soapy water? Now you can, with Touché Beauty Discovery of Bristol-Myers, makers of Ipana and Sal Hepatica. Touché is the before hand lotion. Just smooth a few drops on your hands before you wash your stockings and underthings.
This program came to you from Terminal Island, California. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles. A fan-